How'd you greet somebody before 12 o'clock?
Well, how you do, how you feel.
Good morning.
In the morning, if the boy is out, you can't sleep. In the evening, in the morning.
Okay, and then after 12, you say?
Afternoon. Afternoon. That's around 2 o'clock. Anyway.
See somebody on the street and say good?
Good evening.
At 2 or 3 o'clock?
Yeah. Good evening. That's afternoon.
Then if you're leaving somebody's house at night, you say to them?
Good night. Good day, of course.
Have you ever seen anything any time of day to people?
Huh?
Any time of the day? What would you say to them?
Well, just what the time of day is, that's what you mean.
Good day?
Yeah, you mean good day, good day. Good evening.
Okay. Now, if somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, you'd say he came.
Oh, the last Sunday, too.
What about the Sunday before that, you say he came?
The Sunday before last Sunday,
okay. all right. Now, count from 1 to 24.
From 1 to 24? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
29.
30.
39.
39. 40.
69.
69. 70.
Okay. Now, there are a bunch of men standing in line somewhere. The man at the head of the line is the first.
Yeah.
And then comes the
second.
And then comes the
third.
And then comes the
fourth.
And then comes the
fifth.
And then comes the
sixth.
And then comes the
seventh.
And then comes
the eighth.
And then comes
the ninth.
And then the
tenth.
Okay. Well, when somebody came to ask you about doing something, say maybe going into town, you say, well, I'm not sure. Call me tomorrow.
I could go a bike or some kind of.
I might could?
Yeah, a bike. They could go into a bar.
Okay.
Just like you. I want to tell you that, but I get up and I thought about it. And my little granddaughter, my aunt lived down that bar, you know.
Yeah.
Went to the pool there. So I thought about it and I asked, I said, well, you know, I said, I wanted to go out there and see this because I wanted to tell you that I was going to go with you. I was going to stop being out there because she talked with this but the oldest one in that parish, I know, you know. And I was going to tell you, go there, we got to stop there and talk. But after I told her girl about it, she told me, Mr. I said, what? So Mr. Gordon, his daughter come from somewhere because I live in this place. Detroit, not Detroit, no, not Detroit. She let her play. The daughter come and she took her back with her.
Huh.
I said, well, I missed that little band. I told her that. I said, well, so I said, what's the story? I said, well, who made the band? I don't know. She told me, I don't tell her, but I don't know them people. I know it here, but I know them cook. I used to go outside and talk with her.
Yeah.
He had a blacksmith shop. I wanted to tell you that. I wanted to tell you about that there. The last meeting, that's where we went down after that because he was going. Last month he come by.
Now, if you got a job done all by yourself,
yeah.
And nobody, and there was a friend there standing there and he didn't help you, after you got the job done, what would you say to him?
Well, I said, well, get up there and see if he's done it.